The Indians going for their 12th straight win, taking on the White Sox. Trevor Bauer trying to win his 8th straight decision on the hill, going up against James Shields. Pick up the action in the second inning. No score. Carlos Santana at the dish.
Swung on, lifted high in the air to deep right center. This ball is gone! Carlos Santana's hit number 22. And the Indians just keep rocking on the road.
Smashed up the middle and into center field, a base hit. Mejia has his first big league hit. Here's a throw to the plate, and he's got his first major league RBI. Hit well in the center. Back goes Engel. Still going back. He's at the wall, and he just made a spectacular catch. Austin Jackson can't believe it.
Swung and ripped to right field. Base hit. El Monte scores, and the Indians lead it 4-2.
Ramirez booms one at deep right field. Garcia's out of room. It's out of here. 5-3 Cleveland.
The Indians continue to roll, winning their 12th in a row, taking out the White Sox 5-3. Trevor Bauer wins his 8th straight decision, allowing 2 runs and 6 and a third frames, striking out 9. Cody Allen is 24th save. Carlos Santana, 2 hits and 2 runs scored. James Shields had to leave the game in the 7th with a right knee contusion after being hit by a batted ball. The Indians win their 12th consecutive game. Manager Terry Francona spoke about Trevor Bauer's solid outing.
I thought he was really good. He hung a breaking ball, you know, for the 2-run homer that, you know, because of the score, all of a sudden it's 3-2. But other than that, I thought he was pretty good. I actually thought he could have kept going. We need to get Smitty in there and kind of, you know, not have so many days off. And I thought it was a perfect time for him. It didn't work out quite like we wanted. And I told Trevor that because I thought he could have kept going.
Are you right with the emotion Trevor shows in that situation with Garcia?
You know, I think sometimes it is emotion. And, you know, I think, you know, in a perfect world, you'd let the strikeout speak for itself. But, like you said, it is emotion. And I saw what was going on before. So, you know, it was definitely both coming from, you know, from the hitter. So I get it. But, like I said, perfect world, you let your pitching do your talking. But it also isn't that big a deal.
What did you think of Carlos and how he swung the bat today and made another defensive play for you?
He he popped up once, but you could tell he was frustrated because it was such a good swing and a pitch he liked. He's just so dangerous right now. And, you know, Jose, we talk all the time. Sometimes it's hard to win. Sometimes when guys are going well, you know, you do more things to help your team win.
What was that moment for Mejia, just to see him?
Yeah, that was good. Yeah, I mean, in the midst of, you know, we're probably at what, game 135 or something, and, you know, to see him stand on second and see how guys that are tired, have been playing all year, react to that, that's pretty cool.
What do you think of his approach? He hits the ball up the middle, it seems like
Mejia, he's a good hitter.
Yeah.
You know, he's kind of got some moving parts, but his hand-eye coordination, his bat speed, I mean, he squared up 3 balls today. He's just a really good hitter.
When you're in a groove like this, Tito, you just kind of stay out of the way? I mean...
What do you mean?
When you've won 12 straight and you're...
I kind of answered that before the game. We'll show up tomorrow and try to win again. We don't, what happened 10, 12 days ago doesn't matter. We'll show up tomorrow and see if we can beat the White Sox. That's the best way to go about it.
Francisco Mejia collects his first major league hit. He talked after the game.
I feel excited, and I'm so happy to get a hit today.
Does your parents believe you now that you're in the big leagues?
Yeah, my passion for Olympus now because I sent the picture last time with everything.
How exciting have these few days been for you just in taking all of this in?
A veces no me lo creo porque pienso que es como un sueño que estoy soñando, pero a veces pienso que sí, que es la realidad.
Sometimes I can't even believe that I'm here. I myself don't even believe it. It seems like I'm in a dream and that I'm just dreaming all this.
I know you've watched this team from afar. How different is it being here during a playoff run?
Sé que admiraron a este equipo desde lejos. ¿Qué tan diferente es estar aquí ahora como jugando para jugar en los playoffs?
Bueno, me siento bien porque estoy quiero ayudar al equipo y algo que quiero hacer. Y siempre miraba los juegos todos los días y decía que siempre algún día quisiera estar ahí.
I feel really good. You know, my goal is just to help out the team, and that's why I was watching the games every single day to know where they were and to come and be able to help out.
Where will the ball go? Where is it going?
¿Qué vas a hacer con la pelota?
Mi mamá dijo que se la regale.
My mom told me to give it to her.
Trevor Bauer wins his eighth consecutive decision. He talked afterwards.
The offense comes out, they score early, gives the pitchers a lot of confidence. You know, we're good at protecting leads as a whole team, so the defense played really well. Offense came out, scored throughout the whole game. It wasn't just one big inning. They kept putting runs on the board, and a really good team win.
We talked about mop power with you and how sometimes emotion can help you. We got a couple up to 98. How much did emotion play into getting the mop power up tonight?
Yeah, it was big. Got a little kick of adrenaline and, rode it out.
In one of those situations, how do you control your emotions, knowing you still got a pitch, whether you like the situation or not?
I don't know. Just doesn't upset me or anything like that. It's not like I'm flustered. It just kicks my adrenaline, and that's what you get.
I know you're a competitive guy. Is that fun when something like that happens, when you have an exchange like that?
Yeah, absolutely. Love it.
What was he saying, Trevor?
I don't know. He speaks Spanish, so I couldn't tell. But, he likes to run his mouth. He starts sitting there, talking like, they don't throw me fastballs. All I do is throw me breaking balls. He said it before. I'm not sure he knows that the rules of this game say you can throw whatever pitch you want. So, he started yapping at me. I threw him a first pitch slider. He fouled it off, stared right at me, said something while he was nodding his head like I'm right on you or something. So I told him, if you're that confident, step back in the box. Let's go. Get back in the box. And then he fouled off a pitch that he should have hit. It was right down the middle, and he missed it. And he looked at me, and he started nodding again. So I threw him a curveball, and he swung and missed. So I decided to remind him of the rules of the game, that three strikes, you're out. You can go sit back in the dugout. But, to his credit, he took it like a champ. He put his head down, he shut his mouth, and he walked his elbow back to the dugout. Good for him.
I know you guys come to the park every day expecting one, but how much fun is this role that you've been on this winning streak?
It's been great, man. Everyone's playing so well. The staff as a whole, in the bullpen, the offense has been coming out, everyone's been hitting. Everyone's having fun. Winning's fun. It's contagious, and you get to play music in the clubhouse afterwards. Everyone's loose, having a good time. It's a great time.
And I know you're locked in on what you're doing, but when you have a moment like when Mejia gets his first hit, in September, it's late in the season, guys are banged up, all that sort of thing, but just moments like that, does that kind of help lift everybody a little bit, kind of give everybody some energy?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, guys get called up in September, they can all play. They aren't here for no reason. They had good years in AAA or AA or wherever they were. So to see them come up here and, contribute and go out there and show what they can do is great. And then, all the other stuff that comes along with it, and the razzing and all the different stuff. So it's fun for sure.
Has it been impressive? I mean, you guys have done, had many guys kind of come up here and step up for you guys. Just the depth that you guys have had and been able to handle different things, sort of thing.
How about that, huh? I mean, shoot, it feels like half this year, or like half our team's been on the DL at times this year. And seems like every, someone else goes down and we play better. And then another guy goes down and we play better. And it's a testament to the guys coming up and filling that spot. It's a testament to the management staff and the front office having assembled an organization as a whole, from top to bottom, the management, the minor league depth, big league guys, and the culture that guys come up, they're comfortable right away, they fit right in, and they can go out there and just play the game. They don't have to worry about all the ancillary stuff. So. It's great to see. It's a real testament to everybody involved.
The Indians go for 13 straight wins as they take on the White Sox again on Tuesday. Danny Salazar on the hill.